Andy Edelstein is from Newsday Entertainment Editor. I think people are finished watching Netflix. Is that possible?
I've run out, man. You got to help me. I've run out.
Is that a thing?
At the moment, but there always will be stuff coming on. In fact, there's one show that's coming on next week. Steve Carell is back in a series, and it's called Space Force. It's a comedy about the newest branch of the United States military. Steve Carell is the general who's in charge of it. Of course, it's basically Michael Scott in space. So I think people will be talking about that. Plus, Netflix has a real good schedule of movies coming up. There's a new Spike Lee movie that's coming out in June with Chadwick Boseman, the guy from Black Panther.
Yeah.
So no, Netflix is not going away, nor is Hulu, nor is Amazon. And in fact, next week on the 27th, HBO Max launches, and that's the newest streaming service. And that has enough stuff to keep you busy through a pandemic that will last three centuries. Nobody wants that, but they do want to watch Friends, and this is where you'll be able to watch Friends. It's pricey. It's $15 a month, which is more than Netflix, but if you subscribe to regular HBO now, you'll get HBO Max.
I just watched that Extraction on Netflix. That was awesome with Chris Hemsworth. Michael Scott and Rockets, I'm here for that.
That's going to be a good one.
So what do you think is be the number one thing you should be watching right now?
It's a show on Hulu called Mrs. America. It takes place in the 1970s. It's a story about the battle over the Equal Rights Amendment, and it probably captures the 1970s better than just about any other show. It's very Mad Men-esque. Cate Blanchett plays Phyllis Schlafly, who was the leader of the anti-ERA forces. She's clearly going to win an Emmy. It's a brilliant, brilliant recreation of that era and a really interesting history lesson as well. The final episode airs Wednesday, but obviously you can catch up on all 8 episodes.
I'm here for any show that does a different decade. I just like the costumes, the cars, all that stuff.
Yeah, and they're doing it, and they're doing it well, which really counts. It's one of my weird little obsessions is that I'm always looking for anachronisms in shows, you know, like a show about the 1970s and they're talking on cell phones or something weird like that. But these shows, it's very, very true to the era. They've got the fashions down. They spend you know, millions of dollars on fashions and extras and sets. So yeah, I think people are a lot more attuned to recreating those eras. It's something that started, I would think, with Mad Men.
Loved Mad Men. And I was late to the game on that. I didn't watch it till like the series was over, and then all of a sudden,
no.
Yeah, I know. I don't know where I was. I'm like not good like that. I don't know why. All of a sudden, I'm like, oh, that seems like it was a thing. Let me rewatch it from the beginning, and then I have no one to talk to about it because everyone watched it 3 years ago. You know,
you could have talked to me. I mean, I'm obsessed with it.
Andy, I've gone through my Netflix. I've gone through my Hulu. I've gone through all my DVR stuff. Like, what do I need to watch that's coming out like right now?
Yeah, there's a show. It's starting tonight. It's on Fox, and if you're hungry for watching sports, it's a show called Ultimate Tag. It's a game of tag that we all played as kids, supersized into WWE territory. So you have these really buff professional taggers, they're called, and they chase people around obstacle courses. And it sounds weird, but it's really funny. It's very exciting. American Ninja Warriors crossed with WWE, crossed with the playground. So I would recommend that. Wednesday, May 20th, tonight on Fox.
All right, very cool. Wait, what was the name of that show? You remember that show? I know you do. It was the same thing. They would get hit. Oh my gosh, what was it called? It was like an adult obstacle course, remember?
It's American Gladiators, man. Come on. All that spandex and baby oil.
That was the jam.
Yeah, and this is not dissimilar.
Andy Edelstein, he's from Newsday, entertainment editor. Thank you for taking the time. We got a lot to watch.
You're very welcome. Don't strain your eyes.